Discussing the various levels that you may want to consider when you're asked to, hey, pull it back a bit, yeah, rein it in, dial it down. Yeah, these are the different kind of factors, attributes, elements, factors that you can consider when you're asked to dial things down. We started at level 6, just something I've come up with. You won't find this anywhere else. Level 6, which is the loud and shouty announcer read. Very, very formal and loud and fast and clipped. And coming gradually down to a level 3, which we'll talk about at the moment. Level 2, much more kind of conversational. We're getting down to that level. And then we'll start talking about a level 1 and also a 0 level read as well. And then over the course of the next few days, the next few weeks, we're going to be talking much more about naturalness, about conversationality, the different kinds of things in a bit more depth that you need to consider for a conversational read, which is all the rage at the moment. We talked about this about a week or so ago. Back in the 70s and 80s, it was all the rage to have loud announcer reads telling you what to do and what to buy. And now it's much more, hey, you know, this is going to be really interesting to you. You may want to consider this. I'm like you, and I find this useful, so I reckon you might too. That's much more of a conversational read. So level 3, a style which is a bit more relaxed, as you might expect, than level 4 yesterday. A bit more character in the voice. Instead of loud and shouty and serious like this, it's a bit more characterful. Now, in some situations, it may mean less projection. It might mean a little less pace, like this. Maybe a little bit of, as I say, a little bit character, a touch of sell, a few conversational and casual contractions in the text. So instead of, you will not believe it, it'll be something like, you won't believe this. So it's much more authentic, relatable, believable is another key word with a kind of level 3 read. So this could be used for things like conversational e-learning and commercials for businesses in areas like finance and medical fields. Why finance and medical? Well, you're trying to reassure people. You're trying to explain something, not telling them what to do, but saying, hey, this is the problem that you've got, and our financial plan can help you through this and be reassuring in what the financial plan is, and also your tone of voice and your speed and conversationality and friendliness. So you're not necessarily targeting these elements, this kind of voice, at traders or medics, but users of the service. Yeah, real people. That they're serious businesses, but this voice style needs to reassure the customer. You've been diagnosed with leg falling off disease. This is what it's going to mean to you. This is what's going to happen next. This is what we're going to help you with. This is how you can get some reassurance, yeah, with that kind of softer kind of voice. A level 3 read on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. It'll come as no surprise for you to realise that tomorrow we're going to be talking about a level 2 read as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast Voice Over Voice continues from London. I'm Peter Stewart.